You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the launch of the Scene exhibition in the RNIB's London office, the Grimaldi Building. 22 portraits of blind and partially sighted people taken by the Welsh photojournalist and portrait photographer Joshua Bratt. And I'm with Jessica Inaber, who's a barrister. Jessica, what was it like being photographed by Joshua?
Hi, thank you for having me here today, first and foremost. Joshua was an amazing photographer. He was really nice. He made me feel really comfortable. He let me know what he was doing every step of the way. And he described all the pictures to me and the lighting and the scene. And it was an amazing experience.
Because you were photographed, I think, in a temple hall, wasn't it?
It was Middle Temple Hall, yes.
And that's a very sort of a wonderful place to be in.
It's a really nice place. That's where I was called to the bar. So it holds a lot of sentimental value for me. And it's a place where a lot of barrister events are hosted. And I've hosted a few events there and I've spoken on a few panels there and I've done keynote speeches there. So it's like a second home, a second professional home for me. So it was really nice to actually have my portrait taken there, along with a lot of other ancient portraits of barristers from the past on the walls and seeing the contrast of then and now.
And I think that's a great thing about Joshua's portraits is that you're showing something about the person, their environment that they're in, which tells so much about somebody.
Yes, exactly. So in my case, being a barrister, being a female barrister, being a black barrister, being a blind barrister, really contrasted with the portraits that were on the wall of older white men. And I think Joshua's portrait of me really captures that contrast, because I think in the background you can see a portrait of, I think it's Henry Montagu, who's the first Earl of Manchester, which obviously from the 16th or 17th century to now modern day present 21st century is a huge time gap, and it shows the advancement of the profession.
And it's great to have the access to all the photographs. You've got the written descriptions and the audio descriptions and the tactile diagrams as well. And that's really good, because I felt from listening to the descriptions of many of the portraits that I got a real feel for the person and who they are.
Yes, I haven't actually experienced the audio descriptions yet, but I plan to go up and do that very soon. I have had a feel of the tactile description of myself, which was a surreal experience, but it was really good because it showed me obviously the shape or the outline of the image, and I was able to detect things that were labelled, like my gown and my wig, the barrister wig that I was wearing, my hair, and I was able to see where Henry Montagu's portrait is in proximity to myself. So it helped me really map that out in my mind, which is really great.
And what would you like other people, whether they're sighted or maybe visually impaired, to come away with after seeing all the portraits here at the exhibition or seeing them online and listening to the descriptions?
I think this exhibition highlights or showcases the breadth and depth of what blind people or visually impaired people can do beyond the societal label of blind or visually impaired. We're often labelled as disabled, but I like to look at it as differently abled, because a lot of us are people beyond our quote-unquote disability. And I'd like people to come away understanding that blind and visually impaired people are more than just that label attached to them, and they can do anything they set their minds to, or they can achieve any dreams they want to. And I hope that also serves as motivation for younger blind people and people in general, sighted or non-sighted people. I hope it serves as motivation for them to achieve or to strive to realise any dreams or aspirations they may have for their own future.
I think it's a great sentiment to end on. Jessica, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.